Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is a sacred space for you to connect, to open your heart, to get empowered and reignite your vitality and wellness and amplify your soul's passion and purpose, all the while feeling very supported and loved here in this circle. And now my favorite question, what is the best, the absolute best that could happen today? A lot of beauty and glory and grace in the air is what I'm feeling. Today, Kimberly Maroney joins me as my co-creative partner, and our topic is First Aid from the Heavenly Realms. So intend for a connection with the angels today, my friends. That's what we have in store for you. And as always, I am very dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with you as we discover our divinity and experience a renewal of our radiance. So rest assured that you being here right now, it means that you're ready to experience new layers of liberation. And this community will support you with that. So know that there are brilliant, bountiful, angelic blessings on their way to you right now. And we're going to tap into that today. My personal intention is for love and grace and soothing, healing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space. With grace, with ease, with joy, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine participation and support. So please know that you are surrounded in a shield of light today, and we want to welcome you to write in. Let us know how you're feeling throughout the show. We're going to take some callers today with Kimberly, and she's going to be offering an angel transmission and activation later. And I'm happy she's here. Let me tell you a little bit more about her, and then we'll dive in. What's beautiful about Kimberly is she works with the angels, and the angels are at it again. When the angels want a new energy on Earth, they go to Kimberly Maroney. Her beloved angel blessing cards are the best example. They've touched hundreds of thousands of readers, and now Kimberly's 12th book is out, The Little Book of Angel Healing, First Aid from the Heavenly Realms. She is the founder of theangelministry.com and the president of Gateway University, which is a school for the study of higher consciousness. Kimberly joyously shares the love, the healing, and the blessings of the angels internationally. She lives in the Port of Angels, of course, and today with Kimberly and myself, you're going to experience the healing power of the angels and how this power can help you overcome challenges with expanded consciousness. You'll learn an easy-to-use technique for connecting instantly with your angels. You'll experience the joy of connecting with your own light body and the love that already lives within you. Plus, meet a new team of angels who are on the scene as first responders for you. So it's going to be a beautiful show. So at this time, please join me in extending waves of love and light and appreciation to Kimberly as I welcome her to the show. So Kimberly, welcome, my dear. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you. I am very happy to be here. I feel those waves of love and light coming to me.
Oh, good. That's the intention. Kimberly, this is your first time here with me in this community, although you and I have known each other for, as we were saying, really, I don't know how long, but it's been a long time.
It has been.
Yes, and I don't even know how we originally connected, but we did, and you've been doing such beautiful work with the angels. Let's just dive right in. When did you begin this relationship with the angels? Tell us more about how the angels work with you. Help us get to know you.
What a good question. So angels started coming to me pretty young. I was in my late teens, and I just started to sense them. I think you could say it started with a curiosity. I wanted to know them. But when we're curious and we want to know angels, it means that they're already here. So in my late teens, I started to get this curiosity for angels. I was guided to people who could nurture my spiritual inquisitiveness. And the more I studied, the more I yearned to experience angels, the more present they became in my life. I would sense them, I could see them, I could feel them, I could hear their guidance. And so you could say that the angels have been a very important part of practically my whole life.
How did they appear to you in form in the beginning, or did you hear them, or how did that come about?
Well, I talk about seeing angels, but mm-hmm. it's not like they appear in a physical body right in front of me. I sense their presence, I feel their presence, I know they're there. And they've appeared to me in many different ways. Like sometimes I will see a momentary flash of a vision. I could call it like a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
And since I did the angel blessings cards and the angel love cards, they actually like to use the cards to announce that they're there and make
right.
it really easy for me. So in my inner vision, you know, I'll see a really quick flash of the image of one of the cards. And I mean quick, it is quick. If I'm not paying attention, it's come and gone before I even notice it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way often in my inner senses. It can happen so fast and it feels so natural that unless I'm paying attention, I won't notice. So as an example, you know, I might be thinking about an issue that I have in life or a question that I'm working on, you know, something I'm working on in life. And I will have a really fast perception of something that shoots through, some kind of a knowing or a feeling. I would call it a knowing or a feeling that goes through really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if I'm not paying attention, it'll come and go and it's gone. When I am paying attention, though, when I notice it and I breathe into it, it's like I freeze that frame. Wait, come back. Freeze frame. What was that? And you know, it's the same with the vision. What was that? I bring my full attention on it. You know, I stop whatever I was doing. I hold it in my heart. I hold it in my breath. I hold it in my mental picture, like right in front of my forehead. And I give it my full attention.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I invite it to expand and share what it's bringing for me. And from there, it just takes on a life of its own, and really wonderful things happen. So let me think if I can give you a better example of that. 'Cause it's not the way you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a good example. I haven't had feelings of failure in years, you know, like a really long time. And I had a trip recently where it didn't go the way I was expecting. I had some expectations for it. That didn't happen, although the experience was in many ways far greater than what I had expected. But there was an expectation there that wasn't fulfilled. And there wasn't anything I could do about it. You know, it had nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't omit mm-hmm. anything. It's just how the circumstance worked out. And so as I was on the plane traveling home, I started to get these feelings of failure, and I thought, oh, that is so weird. So at first I was kind of not paying attention. And then by the time I got home, because I wasn't paying attention, they had gotten fairly strong. So I said, okay. So I sat down in meditation, because whenever we have a negative experience like that, like a feeling that we failed at something, or a feeling that it's not going the way we wanted, or our expectation wasn't met, or I've been sick for so long, when is this ever going to get over? You know, like that kind of thing. When we're having those kind of situations in our life, or we're sad, we're depressed, we're sad, that is actually the opening of the angel message. It took me a long time to suffer through and figure this out. So, you know, back to my experience with the failure. So I'm sitting down with a failure, and it's like you want to interview it. It's like failure takes on a personality. Like if that was a character in a movie, this is a failed character in a movie wearing your clothes. mm-hmm. What would it have to tell you? So in my meditation, I just started to talk to it. You know, and when you do that, it takes all the power out of it. You know, it takes all the wind out of its sails. When you decide that you're interviewing it like this, it's lost its grip on you.
Right.
You know, at this point, you know, I know that I'm not a failure. I know I didn't fail. I know that the people didn't fail me. There was absolutely nothing to do with failure. It just went differently than what I had expected. So mm-hmm. I had a chance to have a conversation with this part of myself. You know, it's like we're this village of beings in here, critters. We've got all these critters in here. And failure was a really old program that I haven't seen in a very long time. So here she had an opportunity to come back and strut her stuff, you know.
mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So right. And so I had a chance to recognize that, you know, I had an expectation that wasn't fulfilled. And it wasn't a failure. It actually came out pretty amazingly. So I had a chance to, I comfort this little failure character myself. You know, wrap a blanket around her and give her a cup of cocoa, you know, or whatever. And mm-hmm. and give her some love and let her know, you know, thank you so much for being here. I recognize this program has had some value in the past for me. And I thank you for coming out like this. It's been a long time since you've got to do a performance. So I thank you for giving this great performance. Man, you went full out. It was beautiful. I believed it. And you know, if we can kind of have some fun with it and laugh with it and then come back to, mm-hmm. what is the real message here? And the real message was to recognize the value of what happened, because I had an extraordinarily deep and powerful experience that is still continuing to affect me and reveal itself for me. It's expanding, it's growing in a really beautiful way. I had this major initiation and opening on this trip. And I think that everything changed to give me the time and the opportunity to have that particular experience. I was supposed to teach a workshop, a whole day workshop, and I didn't. The plan changed at the last minute, you know. So I had spent all this time and energy preparing and having all the materials and everything, and it just didn't happen. So, you know, that was the mm-hmm. that was the disappointment or what seemed like a failure. So, you know, again, I thanked her for doing her performance, for being of value to me, and helped her to just release and let go so that mm-hmm. that sense of failure was completely gone, and in its place is a sense of, oh, my God, look what did happen. Thank you so much for changing the plan. Thank you so much for preparing the space for me to have this amazing spiritual initiation that is still expanding and unraveling for me. You know, I'm still unpacking it. I'm still experiencing new aspects of it. I'm still in deep inquiry about what does this mean? What are you bringing? How can this integrate into my life? And so from that perspective, when we value everything that happens in our inner life, it has the potential or the opportunity or the ability to become a very powerful teacher or lesson or experience or joy moving forward.
That's beautiful. And that's how the angels kind of weave their energy into your life with these just higher awarenesses, like you were just talking about. And okay, so let's talk about how the angels, they've been working with you for a long time. You have a 12th, you know, your 12th book coming out. So these are a lot of books that have come through you with the angels. But what is the purpose of their connection with you and what they're wanting to share with the world in terms of raising our consciousness, or where do they want our consciousness to go? What are you sensing from them at this point?
Oh, you know, I'm so pleased to be a go-to on Earth angel co-creator with the angels. And so they come to me when they want a new vibration or a new energy that hasn't been here before. That is really important. It hasn't been here before. And I want to make a distinction with that, because most of us in our work with spirit, we are just pleased when we can experience what's already here. And I was put here as a groundbreaker to help bring in the new energy that's coming. I came in as a pioneer, as a groundbreaker. And it's been a hard path, I must say, but, you know, I've finally gotten the flow of it. In the early days, these groundbreaking new energies, like the angel blessings cards, the only way they could come in through me was through high drama and suffering and, you know, deep pain and angst in my life. So angel blessings came in, I almost died. So angel blessings came in following a couple of years of almost dead, really extreme health issues. And then the angels introduced themselves and helped me to heal in the process of creating angel blessings cards. And that's why they are so powerful. The angels were literally presenting themselves and helping me to physically heal my body in the process of creating angel blessings cards. And so after several different creations like that that came out of deep trauma in my life, I said, whoa, can't we do this from joy instead? And then the joy started happening. Oh, yeah, let's do that. So then the angels started creating with me through joy, and that's the seven archangel activations that are in the special offer. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. When those started coming in, it was like I was having I was on this ecstasy high for a year. And the way those came in, the angels do it differently every time. You know, they never do anything twice. They are so creative and expressive. So for that one, I was driving through the countryside. I was living in the Santa Cruz area, in the Monterey Bay area of California, Northern California. I was driving through the Santa Cruz Mountains, which are just exquisite redwood mountains on this beautiful two-lane road. And here, drive with me in the car. I'm sitting there in the car. I have the window open. I can smell the redwood trees. I hear the birds singing. The sun is coming through the windshield and touching my face. There's a cool, gentle breeze coming in through the window. I am in heaven. I am in bliss. Are you there with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in this state of bliss, you know, it's a 20-mile-an-hour road. It was really sweet and gentle. I'm the only one on the road. In this state of bliss, I began to notice that there was an energy in the passenger seat with me. And being curious, I tuned into that energy, and I realized that it was Archangel Michael was very quietly sitting with me in the car. And Archangel Michael has never done that like that before. I've had angels appear in moments of need in the car and driving, you know, saving me from certain death. But never just enjoying a drive through the redwoods. And I just fairly gently received this knowing from Archangel Michael. It didn't come in words, but it did. It was a beautiful transmission of consciousness in inviting me to host seven Archangel activations. And, well, of course, I said, yes, and I'm curious about this word host. What could that mean? So for the rest of the drive, it was Archangel Michael and I in the seat next to me going to my office at the time, which was in San Jose. I got in my office. You know, I got out all my stuff that I felt I would need for this download. Mm-hmm. And, wow, did I ever get a powerful download. The archangels appeared right there in my office, and by appeared I mean I could sense their energy. I say see them because I see light. I see their light, but it's not like I'm seeing a person. For me, the archangel energy is not like a human body that we're in. It's a presence of energy. It's a shape of moving energy, and it's a presence, and it comes with a knowing. And, you know, sometimes I see them like flashes like my angel cards, so it's always really sweet, you know, however they do it. Mm-hmm. So here I am asking them, well, what do you mean by an activation? And so they gave me this beautiful story with it, but the short end of it is that they're activating two points and connecting those two points. So we're one point, they're the other point, and they're connecting us. And then they told me the story that many of us who are older when we came in, the heavens gave us as much as they thought was possible in the scheme of our life. So I was born in 1956, and if we remember back then, my family had one car, we had one telephone, and we actually had a private line telephone because my dad was a minister and he did private counseling over the phone, but most of my friends had party lines. Do you even remember a party line on the phone?
Yes, I do. I do. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, one car, one phone. We didn't have television because we lived up in the hills and there was no television up in the hills. We had radio. My mom listened to radio. And that was, you know, the techie state of 1956. And so before I was born, the heavens gave me as much as was possible, they thought, you know, more than they thought that I could use in my lifetime, in my programming, in my soul contract, or my golden incarnation disc. But years ago, you know, like 10 years ago, I started feeling like I was hitting my head against a ceiling. And I felt like I was trying to expand, but there was nowhere to go. And for a long time, I felt like I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and I couldn't get over this hump of waiting. And that's when the activation started. So the angels explained to us that, you know, we come in with this program, and here's the good news. We, as human beings, enough of us, millions of us, have collectively exceeded what was thought possible for us when we were born. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they started these activations. I had one before the Archangel activations, but they started these activations powerfully to upgrade our physical bodies, which means our energy centers in our bodies, our chakra centers, the way our chakras physically interact with our body, our nervous system, our energy system. So they're upgrading our physical body, our chakra system, our energy bodies, our light body, our soul. They're upgrading our soul contract, and they're upgrading the connection between us and our true self, or our master self, or our essential self, whatever you want to call it. And even beyond that, our ability to connect directly with divine love.
Mm-hmm.
So for many of us who were like my age, born long time ago, or even longer, it wasn't thought possible for us to connect directly with spirit, so it wasn't even in our program. Can you imagine?
Interesting.
And so the newer generations now, you know, the 30-somethings and younger, oh my God, their programs have so much more potential in them because of what we earned preparing for them to come into embodiment with the fabulous blessings and gifts they have.
Definitely,
so
yes.
Wherever we are along this curve, even the young ones, these archangel activations help us to connect in a far deeper way with spirit, with our true self, with our soul calling, with our life purpose, with what we're here for, so that we can then have the resources, the ability to take the actions that we're feeling called to.
Yeah, it's beautiful, all the different activations that came through Michael, Metatron, Jophiel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Shamuel. I call upon these beautiful archangels, Kimberly, every morning and feel their presence and to see what you've created. And they really impacted your life and impacted your journey. And as you said, you used the phrase golden incarnation disc. I have never heard that phrase before, and I love it. How do these activations from the archangels impact this golden incarnation disc of ours. I love that phrase, Kimberly.
I had never heard of it before either. and one day in my meditation, I have a group, the Gateway Community Soul Illumination Circle, and every month I do a live broadcast with them on video. And so sometimes I have guests, and sometimes I bring what the angels want us to experience and know and activate. Because they've been giving me lots of activations since those first ones started. And so I was, you know, quietly asking, what do you want us to know today?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this powerful story poured out, and I thought, oh, my God. So this was the story about how when we're born, you know, that was that story, that golden incarnation disc story, that when we're born, we get what the heavens think is possible, mm-hmm. and we've collectively outgrown what was thought possible for us, you know, especially those of us who are older than about 30. And mm-hmm. so that golden incarnation disc was another one of those activations that I ended up putting in the little book of angel healing, because it helps us to open to a greater potential for ourselves. So if you're one of those people, to our listeners, who feel like you're waiting and you're stuck, you need that golden incarnation disc activation, because boom, it'll blow right through everything and help you get connected and in action again.
Well, yes to that, right? Yes, please. Let's activate that.
You want to just do that right now?
Okay, well, of course, yes.
Okay, well, let me find it in my book. I've got the short form for it in my book.
And yeah, while we're talking about it, let's do it. We tend to just go with the flow here, Kimberly, so thank you for doing that with me, because I'm always very present and listening, and I had never heard that phrase, and so this is beautiful.
I had neither.
But I resonated with it. When you said that, I thought, oh, let me write that down.
Yeah, it just popped out of my mouth. I was going to do a different one, but maybe we can do two. Hey.
Hey, let's just go with the flow. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so if you have one hand handy, put it over your heart, and let's breathe into your heart right now with love. If you have two hands handy, like I have a headset on, I have two hands mm-hmm. handy, fold your fingers together, fold your hands together in front of your heart like a prayer, and then bring out your first index fingers so that they're pointing upward. So you can nestle your fist into your chest by your heart with your fingers pointing upward if you have two hands available. If you're holding the phone or something else, you can just, it works with one hand on your heart. And let's begin by breathing into our hearts. Our heart energy, our love energy, is the gateway to all higher experience. We get to our angels, we get to our souls, we get through everything higher through the love that's already in our hearts. So as you're breathing into your heart space, think of someone you love, something you love, doesn't matter what it is, but something that evokes strong feelings of love. Could be a beloved, a family member, a friend. Could be divine spirit. Maybe it's a fur creature. Maybe it's a place that you love. Or maybe it's just a feeling that you've had before. So whatever it is that opens your heart to love, breathe into that. And invite it to expand. Give it your full attention. Breathe into it with your full being. And see if the breaths can feel like your whole body is breathing into that love. By the way, this is that special tool for connecting with your angels. As you breathe into your heart, breathe into that love. And, oh, there we go. Oh, I'm beginning to see your souls. As we breathe into the love that's in your heart, it's really natural for us to actually connect at the soul temple. The soul temple is where we connect from soul to soul. And it's as simple to get here as breathing through love, the love that's in your heart. And as I see you emerging in the soul temple, can you feel yourself here? Do you see yourself here?
Mm-hmm.
Let me describe what I see. So the soul temple to me is a round place. You know, I'm saying see, but I actually am feeling and I have a sense of how it looks. But I'm actually feeling an open round space. And it's starting out as, it seems kind of dark. It's starting out black and white for me. And I see silhouettes of people. Those are the souls. I see silhouettes of people that are backlit.
Mm-hmm.
And as I tune into that, I see it's a round space. I feel an energy, this beautiful energy that's circling in a counterclockwise, slow in a counterclockwise movement. Actually, my body is actually making a real slow counterclockwise movement. A little like the Sufi grind if you do that, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And as I give it my attention, I see these beautiful white columns light up in the background. And the floor lights up. And now I'm seeing the souls in a little more detail. And it's like we're sitting on these beautiful cushions, on these beautiful rugs, with this amazing warm floor glowing underneath. It's warm for me because it's cool here. If it's warm where you are, it may feel cool. But it helps us to feel comfortable in the space. And then as I tune into each person, I see this beautiful glowing heart. I see your heart light up with these beautiful colors. And as I tune into each heart light, I see your beautiful eyes. I see love radiating from your eyes. I see your soul lighting up in beautiful color. And as your soul lights up, I see your guardian angels next to your right shoulder. So in the soul temple, the right shoulder is kind of where the guardian angels seem to show up, although if it's somewhere else, that's fine for you. You might want to put a hand now on that right shoulder to connect with your guardian angel. Oh, your guardian angels are so beautiful. And behind each of you, I see a beautiful team of angels. So your team of angels is helping you today to receive this golden incarnation disc activation and upgrade. So for some of you, they are the decider angels, helping you to decide on your next steps. For some of you, they're the transcendence angels, helping you to transcend and let go of something that you're finished with. For some of you, they are the co-creation angels or the healing angels. Or the forgiveness angels, or the angel powers angels. Oh, beautiful teams of angels. The connection angels, the sweetness angels, the grace angels, lots of teams of angels. And so, but wait, there's more. Your archangel just showed up on your left shoulders. Oh, that is so lovely because they bring so much color and brightness. So by your left shoulder, you might want to move your hand over now to your left shoulder to say hi to your archangel. Every one of us has an archangel and a guardian angel all the time. We are never alone. And so if you take a moment to feel in your heart, you will just know who your archangel who's here today. Like for me, it's Gabriel today, guiding us into our destiny. But it could be Raphael with healing, or Jophiel with creative power, or Zadkiel with the power of prayer, or Metatron bringing us into the power of sacred geometry and light language, and oh, so much more. Maybe it's Michael bringing in protection and bringing in the your divine heritage. Such beautiful beings. Or maybe it's Shamuel bringing divine adoration and sweet self-love. Or Uriel coming to bring strength to you in a situation of need. So from here, we are connected with each other now. So in your heart, if you imagine that you are connecting with me, and you're connecting personally with Carrie. And then you're connecting with everyone else who is here. At the soul level, we actually know each other. We're from the same soul group, you could say. Mm-hmm. And when we look in each other's eyes, just imagine this, when we look in each other's eyes, we see somebody that we deeply know and love. So in your imagination or in your inner vision, either pretend or see, look around and see all of us here together bringing love, support, sweetness, kindness, connection together. Oh, that is so sweet. So from here, with our connection with our guardian angel, with our team of angels, with our archangels, and in the power and support of each other, we're going to jump into rewriting our golden incarnation disc. So take a deep breath in your heart. If your hands wandered away from your heart, bring it back to your heart again, because your golden incarnation disc lives in your energy body, a little over to the left side, just above your heart, kind of between your thymus or your high heart and your physical heart in your energy body, and it is like a golden disc. It's very beautiful, and it's about the size of, do you remember records? It can be anywhere from the size of, the big 33 records. Mm-hmm. To a little thicker and bigger than that, it could be up to even 3 feet or across the middle in diameter, which is pretty large. Or who knows, maybe even bigger. Mine's about 3 feet in diameter right now because I'm giving it lots of attention and it's happy. Mm-hmm. So once again, let's breathe into our hearts. Fill your heart with love and joy. Leave behind endless processing and waiting. Leave behind recurrent patterns and beliefs you haven't been able to shake. Leave behind fear and worry, doubt and questioning. Your Master Self is here offering full alignment. Simply breathe and relax in wholeness, completion of being, infinite wisdom and abundance. There is nothing to do or figure out, no effort or struggle, only love and grace. Let your heart be filled with love and grace, just as Carrie called for at the beginning of this experience together. You, that's you, every single one who will ever listen. You have exceeded the highest expectations of the heavens for what was thought possible when you were born. Your golden incarnation disc is upgraded now to increase what is thought possible. Your Master Self brings forth wisdom and guidance, abundance, and all sufficiency. Your Master Self is upgrading your physical body, your cells, atoms, systems, energy bodies, chakra systems, and even your soul contract. You are in a state of limitless possibility, opportunity, unconditional love, and joy now. Go beyond limited thinking as you are literally transfigured into the Master Self that you have always been. As you ascend into planetary mastery right now, this instant, this eternal now moment, whenever you're listening, simultaneously descend into a life of greater love. Welcome to the sixth gateway initiation blessing of intimacy and unconditional love. It is done. It is so, and so it is. A lot happened in there that I haven't explained.
That was powerful.
Oh, colorful. What did you see, Carrie?
It was powerful. I said, I had tears pretty much the whole time. I could feel just the connection with everybody, and I just felt the love. I could see the light in everybody, and it just felt so beautiful. And I was so grateful to you for just flowing with this and allowing all of this to come forth. And I felt so many teams of angels for all of us. And I would love to hear from some of you guys to write in and tell us what you felt. That was so beautiful, Kimberly. And so that was a transfiguration into our master self, an upgrade of our soul contract.
Absolutely.
In our soul temple. And what's so beautiful, Kimberly, is whoever listens to this, whether they're with us right now or listening at some point in a week or a year or 5 years from now, they can be a part of this soul temple and feel the love here.
Archangel Metatron long ago gave me the ability to do these transmissions in the eternal now, outside of time and space. So just as you're describing, whenever anyone listens, so you as our listeners, whether you're here with us in this moment where my lips are moving, or whether you're with us at some point in life, you are with us in the eternal now. So just as Carrie described, yes. The eternal.
Yeah, yes. It was nice to feel that heart opening. As you said, that's the gateway. And I hope that everyone could feel that. I know I certainly did. I'm so glad I brought up the golden. I highlighted you bringing up the golden incarnation disc. That was beautiful. So I would love to take a couple of live callers, if you're open to that, Kimberly, and just connect
Absolutely.
With our beautiful soul family here. And so, Kimberly, as we discussed earlier, you're just open to whatever questions people might have, or is
yes.
that? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, share your experience with us in that golden incarnation disc activation, or if you have a question, whatever it is.
Okay. Okay, everybody, I'm coming out there to you. Many hands up already. It's *2 to raise your hand if you've called in by phone, by the way. Okay, our first caller that I'm going to is area code 415. 415, you're live with us.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy. Thank you. This is beautiful.
What is your name?
My name is Vivica, and I started late. I was doing something else, but I caught the last 20 minutes or 30 minutes or so. A little longer than that, but it's beautiful. So I'm very grateful to have this opportunity. I feel that I've been, that I've received a wonderful message recently. And it's inspiring to me because I am of your age too. And, you know, just wondering my working on my next step, working, playing with my next step. And I feel now that I'm getting the support celestially from the light more. I feel that trust in my heart more so now more than ever. Can you help me with this? Perhaps
oh, absolutely. This? Absolutely. How can I help you, Vivica?
Yes. How can I say this? From the earliest days, I've had a visitation, I feel, from a heavenly presence. When I was very young, I saw a powerful light, very little. I didn't understand what it was, but it was frightening, and I knew it was much more than that. And then later life, I lost someone very, my heart, fiancé, And then there was another presence of perhaps an archangel. It was very heavy, but incredibly powerful, powerful, protective. And then just recently, I received a message, I believe, from the Divine Mother through the assistance of a very special person who was helping me. And so, who are these people? How do I tune in more to know and trust myself and my communication?
Oh, what good questions. So, in our modern, kind of out there in the spiritual world, the representation of angels is, for the most part, pretty light and fluffy. And like you, I'm not a light, fluffy kind of person. And my experiences with celestial beings are not light and fluffy. They're, as you have described, they're powerful. They can be a little frightening. They can be heavy. And sometimes they are also exceedingly joyful and ecstatic and blissful. And sometimes they're more softer and gentler. But you have truly been touched by some powerful visitations. What you've described is beautiful beings. And as you describe your experience, I can see it in my inner vision. So one of the qualities that you are working on in yourself, Vivica, is awareness. You are gaining a deeper awareness. The questions you're asking, you're gaining a deeper awareness of who am I truly beyond the limits of this physical being in this lifetime? What have I come here to do? Yeah. And how is the support here for me? Where is the support that's here for me? Where is the information I need? Where are the resources that I need? Does that sound about right?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. So that presence that you felt after your fiancé, that was actually Archangel Michael.
I knew that. Oh, my God, it was so powerful. And he visited me, too, in my dreams a couple of times. It was so stunning, dancing across the stars. Some of my, oh, my gosh. I'm happily married now, by the way, but I've been blessed by the men in my life. It's really hard.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm not sure who it was that you saw as a child, but a very beautiful presence. It may have been your soul. It may have been your guardian angel. I have a sense that it was your guardian angel, giving you the knowing that you are never alone, that you are always protected.
Wow.
That you are always guided. When children have this kind of experience, it's for that purpose, to help them know that they are never alone, that they are always protected, always loved, always connected when they have to go through some difficult situations as little children.
Yes.
Was that you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So in those situations as a little child, if you go back, and while you were, in your remembrance of that situation, if you can insert with your imagination that powerful being of light that you experienced and know that they were there for you all along, it helps to release the power of our childhood traumas and to know that we were loved and protected and cared for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, Vivica, that was so beautiful. Thank you for opening up and sharing all of that.
Could I ask
so
one
grateful.
More quick question?
Sure.
Sure.
The recent experience was incredible as well. And I experienced a physical manifestation of roses, yellow roses, yellow and red on my doorstep outside. I couldn't believe it. I thought somebody brought some roses up and then took them back. And so I spoke with my friend again.
Well, that is Holy Mother for sure.
Oh, my gosh. And I still have the dried ones in a jar, and it's a reminder then that all
that
is well.
That is Holy Mother, Divine Mother, Mother Mary for sure.
You
again,
are very blessed
to
feel
loved.
Well, hopefully you feel that support, Vivica. Gosh, you are definitely supported.
I do. Kimberly, Carrie, thank you so much. And then I'll keep doing what I'm doing then in order to learn more and connect more and more, right?
Yep, keep going.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, bless you both so much. These are questions I've had for so long. Other than the recent one, I've trusted that. But the other ones, too, is like, wow. I couldn't relate to anybody. I mean, there's nobody I knew at that time.
You can always contact me, and I'm happy to share, to chat with you about your experience.
Thank you. I will. Is it Kimberly?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely. I will. Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vivica. Many blessings to you, sweetie. Okay. And thank you, Kimberly. Okay. I'm going to go to area code 201, your life.
Hi, it's Lori. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Lori. I'm wonderful.
Thank you. Carrie, you're great at picking me. Thank you.
Oh, have I chosen you? Oh, good. Well, you lit up, so happy to have you with us, Lori. Are you enjoying the show today?
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, always, yes. That activation or whatever initiation was really very special. I can't really put words to it, but I felt it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you have a question for Kimberly?
I would love help with my boss. I happen to adore her, and she's a wonderful person in a lot of ways, but well, let's just say she's not one that really knows how to connect with people. And I've been there a long time, almost 4 years, and I just love it. And I just would love whatever angelic help or support I could get. Because I'm just finding she's less and less available to talk to. And it's tough because I'm babysitting her sons. And, you know, conversations need to happen when you deal with children. So I would just love whatever help is available.
Wow. Yeah, that is a challenge when you're babysitting her child and she's not available to you. So let's take a breath with that, and let's come back to our hearts and take a breath with that. So what that's saying is that there's some kind of an invisible boundary line here between you and her, and you don't have to know what it is. It doesn't matter. We can call in the harmony angels to help resolve this lack of communication. And there's a beautiful section on this in my little book of angel healing about the harmony angels, where they help us to see through what's going on. And I'm going to just guide you through a little experience here, if that's okay, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to do one of the angel prescriptions out of my book, which is really kind of fun. So as you breathe into your heart, imagine her in your mind's eye. And instead of her, imagine that you're seeing moving energy, moving light. So she, in your memory, becomes this beautiful moving light. And notice what colors. Notice how the energy is moving. Like, is it in a funnel? Is it in a figure eight? Is it going clockwise, counterclockwise? Just use your imagination and imagine what the colors are, how the energy is moving. And then notice yourself. If you are a light being, swirling light, if you're not a body anymore, if you're swirling light, how is your energy moving? What colors are you? From there, imagine that your two swirling energies are going to come together. So they're going to cross over some kind of an imaginary boundary, and your lights are going to interact. They're going to connect. And in your hearts, there's going to be a special connection where the two of you can overcome whatever it was in between you. And now you're just these beautiful light bodies connecting. And so here in this imagined state of connection, or, you know, if your inner senses are really acute, you can just go with what you're actually sensing. In this state of connection, what would your heart say to her? So let your heart say it now. so she can hear. And then listen, what is her heart saying to you? And from there, allow yourself to find resolution of communication. And allow your guardian angels, your souls, your light bodies to work it out so that the two of you can find a new way to communicate. How is that feeling, Lori?
It feels nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So you can invite your guardian angel to chat with her guardian angel and figure it out between them so that the two of you can have the conversations that you need about her son.
Mm. That's wonderful.
So as I connect with her, as I connect with her energy, I have the sense that she's just completely overwhelmed right now and she can't deal with another thing.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this should help make some sense in there, so make some space in there for communication to happen.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Wow. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lori. Oh,
thank
the
you,
Harmony
you.
Angels.
Lori.
Thank you for that, Lori. Okay. Much love to you, sweetheart. Okay. And thank you, Kimberly, for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. You know, I haven't said much about my new book, but I am so happy with it. I got to write 30 remedies for situations we have in life. And that one was from the contact chapter. And so in each one, I talk a little bit about the dynamic of what we're experiencing in life. I talk about the angel team that specifically helps us with that, like the Harmony Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have an angel prescription that leads you through some kind of an action, like that meditation that we just did.
Right.
And then it's followed by a blessing to help really sink in the energies coming from the heavenly host to help you in your life. It is such a sweet book.
Aww.
So thank you. Thank you, Lori, for asking for me to bring through that conflict chapter.
Absolutely.
That
and I hope everyone who is listening will get your book. All of your books are amazing. And this is a good time to talk about the Archangel activations that you're offering. And then we'll take a couple more callers, Kimberly. We briefly talked about them earlier. What you're offering to our community today is this complete set of the Archangel activations. And I was reading the bottom about what the Archangel said, this message. Do you want to read it or can I read it? I thought it was very powerful about the activations.
Well, let me tell you where this message came from. So this message came, I got the activations. They were spread out, like I said, over a 7-week period. I got them one at a time with a week in between. And then about 2 years later, I'd been called to give them a number of times. And so each time I got them, gave them, I was feeling the energy more powerfully and I was seeing its amazing impact. And so I was having a little chat with the angels about it, and this is what they said. So this is 2 years after I got the activations, after I'm already recognizing just amazing changes in myself, just miraculous changes in myself and the people who are getting them. So the archangels, this was actually Archangel Michael, said, "These activations are far greater gifts than you yet realize." So now they're speaking to you. "They are far more powerful than you can imagine. They are contributing to the shift in collective consciousness for all humanity. You, as a participant receiving these activations, are holding the presence of this energy here on Earth. You feel called to be a part of these activations because you are invited. You are helping with the shift in collective consciousness for all humanity. You matter." So let me explain to you a little bit about what that means. And the best example is the number 6 activation, Archangel Uriel's benediction of voice, hands, and feet. So by the time we've gotten here, we've already had 6 activations, activating many of our chakras and our energy body, our energy field, our connection with the world. And by the time you do number 6, literally, anytime you speak, your voice is carrying the vibration of the heavens. Your hands, everything you touch, the papers on your desk, your computer, when you touch the arm or the shoulder of a friend, when you hug your family and the people you care for, when you're touching produce in the grocery store and things on the shelf, when you're driving in your car, when you're touching the steering wheel on your car, and your feet, as your feet touch the ground, even through your shoes, everywhere you walk, this energy is coming out of your heart, out of your eyes, out of your hands, out of your feet. So literally everywhere your feet touch in the world, your body is infusing this energy of awakening into every step in the earth that you take. It's giving that energy to Mother Gaia for her help. Everything you touch in the world is receiving this beautiful broadcast of energy. That's what they are saying. So even though a small number of people, a couple of hundred, have received this activation, they are all over the world, and our impact of spreading this energy without even knowing what we're doing is massive.
That's profound, and that's significant indeed. And wow, do you want to share just briefly what the seven activations are, and who the archangels that brought them through, Kimberly?
Oh yes. So we started out at the beginning of the call. You mentioned a shield of light. I loved it that you said that, because that's actually Archangel Michael. Whenever we gather together, Michael is here with us, and he's creating that circle of light or that shield of light that surrounds us. And so one of the first things that he told me when the activations were coming in was that he is here for each of the activations, creating that circle or that shield of light around us to hold us in this purity of love as we receive these activations. And again, as we take that energy out into the world. So once you receive this first activation from Michael, the Divine Heritage Safety and Trust activation, everywhere you go, you are in Michael's circle or shield of light. Many of you are already there, but it even strengthens that shield of light, that circle of light around you. And this experience with the first activation lays an important foundation for the activations that come afterwards. As a result of it, you can experience enhanced discernment and the power of Source awakening within you in just beautiful, powerful ways. It opens up a base of divine trust and intervention for you, making it easier for you to recognize the presence of divine guidance from Spirit. A lot of people, I went through this for a long time in my own growth, don't trust the guidance that comes in. We're so concerned, we want it to be pure, we don't want it to be from ego. We're so concerned about it that we actually block the real guidance. So this particular activation, Divine Heritage Safety and Trust, gives you a better sense of discernment over, yes, this is true real guidance, or wow, that's coming from the ego, so that you can recognize it and receive it. And this other interesting thing that happens is Michael creates this, if you can imagine a pyramid, on the bottom left corner, left edge of the pyramid is trust. On the bottom right corner is safety. And when those two connect, they join up at the top, the peak of the pyramid, for your connection. So with that base of safety and trust, it's far easier for you to connect with the presence of Divine Spirit and receive the guidance that's trying to flow into you. And another byproduct of that is feeling really loved. So that first one is amazing. The second one was Metatron. I was really surprised when Metatron came through with the second one, because I don't usually think of him. Before this, my mind put him in kind of a different category. I see him as a seraphim, actually. But he is also an archangel. So archangel is a title, like a job description. So from his archangel perspective, he, as a seraphim, he's an immensely powerful being, and one of the things that he's here to do is help us to ascend. So he activates the ascension chakra. It's at the back of our head. So if you put a hand on the back of your head and you put the thumb, put a thumb in that little notch, you know, between your head and your skull, mm-hmm. and then let your palm go on the back of your head, that's your ascension chakra. This ascension chakra activation just blew my socks off and completely changed me in every way. I was shocked by the power and the presence that came in with this activation. It is most, it's for everyone, and it's most specifically for those of us who are leaders, who are just having a little difficulty stepping into the next level of leadership, whatever that might be. So wherever you are, whether you're just coming out as a leader, whether it's a leader of your family, a leader in your community through volunteer work, a leader in your business, you know, whatever capacity you see yourself as a leader, this helps you to step forward in greater truth and wisdom. Activating your ascension chakra helps you to become more aware of the divine love that's all around us, because ascension is all about love. So it helps you feel that deep purpose and presence of love that's already all around you, trying to help you go forward in life. The third one is Archangel Jophiel's quickening activation. And this one blew my socks off too. When I received this quickening activation, I actually melted out of my chair and found myself on the floor in this puddle of this amazing energy. It was so amazing. So it expands your ability to connect with source and home, opening pathways to receive greater guidance. And it also activates the special gifts and abilities that you were born with to help you co-create with spirit, to co-create the visions that God is trying to help you manifest. This is one of the areas that I have really mastered, is co-creating with spirit, co-creating from vision. And you have that ability too, whether you know it or not. So when you are able to bring in those blueprints of divine energy and co-create through your thoughts, your words, and your actions in the world, life becomes really interesting. I can tell you that for sure.
It's one way to put it, yes.
Mm-hmm. So number four is Archangel Gabriel's Soul Star activation. So Gabriel is all about awakening the remembrance of who we truly are, our soul calling and our life purpose. That our soul star is just a few feet above our heads, above our crown chakra. It's our first access point to connecting with spirit. It's the easiest place for us to connect with spirit. And our soul star also houses a tremendous treasury of energy, resources, goodness, wisdom, everything you can imagine. And so when we can connect with that soul star, we gain access to those resources and those treasures that can more easily flow into us to help us going forward in life, whether that's arranging synergistic connections with the people we need to meet, whether that's bringing in the information we need, whether it's giving access to resources like money or connections that we need to take our next step of manifesting things. That soul star activation is amazing, and it empowers you to take the next steps in your soul calling that you might have been stuck on. The fifth one, Raphael's Healer's Heart and Hands activation, is for those of us who are healers, which is really all of us. We are all healers whether we recognize it or not. In the more specific sense, it means that you are in the business of healing people through whatever methodology you use for that, or whatever methods or technologies you use. In the greater sense, we are all healers because we are healing ourselves, we're healing our families, we're healing the people that we work for and that we work with. We are healers in life. We are healing the checker in the grocery store when we smile and make eye contact with her. We are healing the teller in the bank when we smile and make eye contact. We are healing the people in the cars around us when we're sitting at a stoplight and we tune into our hearts and broadcast love. In so many different ways, we are just natural healers. And this one activates our heart and our hands so that a facet of our heart is activated for self-love. Again, two points, our heart and our hands. A facet in our hands is activated so that divine love flows from our hearts through our arms into our hands, and it comes out of our hands into everyone we touch. So when we're hugging our children, when we're hugging our beloved, when we're shaking hands, we are conveying this energy of love and healing whether we're thinking about it or not. It's such a beautiful service in life. And with this activation, you also are in the service of Raphael as a healer. So let's say you're at work and somebody, one of your coworkers, comes to you, they're having a really rough day. If you just sit there and listen and don't do anything, that is Raphael's healer's heart and hands at work. And when you give them a hug, my God, you're transferring that beautiful love. You're doing a transmuting experience. You don't even have to know what you're doing. It's just life.
Beautiful.
Number six, yeah. Number six is Archangel Uriel's benediction of voice, hands, and feet. Now, a lot of people don't know who Uriel is. Uriel is a very powerful archangel who's the one who responds when we call for help. So if we're in a scary situation in life and make a prayer for help, it's Uriel who responds to protect us and take care of us. Likewise, if we're making a difficult choice in life or we're facing a difficult situation in life and we're feeling pretty wigged out about it and we're praying for help, that's Uriel who comes, who protects us to help and guide us. This benediction activates, the first part activates an aspect of our throat that helps us to speak not only our truth, but capital T divine truth. It gives us the courage and the ability to speak the words that we've been longing to say, but have been choking back for some reason. We're afraid to say it. We're afraid of the consequences. This activation helps to put the energy in place that helps you speak those words at the right moment and in the right way. Whether that's powerfully or tenderly or quietly, however it is. The second part does a different activation of your hands that, again, brings through the ability to transmit divine love in life, whether you're aware of it or not. It's just coming through your hands all the time, transmitting this love to everything that you touch, including yourself. You know, when you're putting on body lotion and drying after the shower and brushing your hair, it's all there. It's all there. And the feet activation is wild. The first time I got this, I was so wild. So they activate, Uriel activates facets in your feet so that, again, whether you're aware of it or not, this powerful divine energy is flowing out the bottoms through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, and into the earth with every step that you take. So with every step, this divine energy is flowing out of your feet into the earth, blessing Mother Earth, healing the earth in the place where you're walking, infusing your footsteps with light. So imagine for a minute now that you are on a street that you often walk down, and you're standing on the corner, and you take a breath, and with your inner vision, you look down the street, and you see every footfall you've ever had as a glowing footstep on that sidewalk. And everyone who steps onto those same footsteps is receiving a little infusion of this love up through that deposit of love that you made just by walking there. Ha! Huh. How does that feel?
Mm-hmm. Pretty incredible. Yes. Yeah.
And then
these are powerful.
Seven.
That was number six.
Mm-hmm. Six. The seventh one, Archangel's Worthiness and Adoration Activation, Archangel Shamuel's, ties everything together. So Shamuel is the Archangel of Adoration, which is the quality of love that we desperately need. We have no idea how loved and adored we are by Spirit. And many of us have a hard time loving ourselves. So this activation opens up an aspect of worthiness in us, a facet of worthiness in our second chakra, that helps us to feel loved, that helps us to feel self-love. And then the second one opens up a facet of our high heart that allows us to feel adored. So the first one is worthy. We are worthy of being loved. And the second one is this beautiful quality of divine love and adoration. And so with this marriage of worthiness and adoration in our chakra system, it opens us up to feel self-love, to feel other people's love for us more intimately and more deeply, and to help us feel our connection, to cherish our connection with other people in a sweeter, deeper, more intimate way. It is such a beautiful thing. And with this last one, all of the seven activations come together and your chakras light up in a way that is just amazingly ecstatic.
That's exciting. I'm feeling very called to listen to them. They are clearly really powerful. I want to add that each activation, Kimberly, is 2 hours long. It includes the MP3 audio recording, and it introduces them to a historic perspective of that archangel, plus the activation and then a meditation. Those are very powerful. Would you suggest that people take time with these or do them in the order that you have presented them? Is that important?
So trust your heart to guide you any way you feel. They were given to us to do in this order a week apart, but after they'd been around for a while and after people had them, the angels started to say, well, do the one that you feel called to first. And do a bunch of them together. So I ended up doing a weekend where we did all 7 of them in a weekend, and wow, was that a high experience. Whew.
I'll bet. I also want to mention, for those of you who may be new to the show, you can find this offer from Kimberly in our marketplace at straighttalkforthesoul.com. In the marketplace, you'll see Kimberly's smiling, beautiful, radiant face. Click on that, and you will see this offer available. So, Kimberly, thank you for creating this for our beautiful community here. And I want to read one thing that it says here on the top here, that the archangel said, that we have come to activate secret energy centers in your body and being connecting you more deeply with us. So, beautiful. I'm excited about it.
That is literally what happens.
I'm excited.
Each of the activations has at least one, and some of them 2 or 3 energy centers that are activated, where they're activating a facet of a chakra. And it is a wild experience. You really feel it.
Good. Well, I would love to hear from some of you who listen to the show regularly, or if you're in our Facebook group and you get this offer, I want to hear about it from you. So, Kimberly, thank you again for that. And are you open to taking another caller or two? We have so many hands up.
Oh,
okay.
Yes,
you're so beautiful with the caller. So let's do some more. Let's connect with some people here. So, okay, I'm coming back out there to all of you, and I'm going to go right here. Area code 914, you're live.
Perfect. Thank you. This is Joanne. I'm resonating so much
perfect.
With this. Perfect. No, I mean it's perfect. I was in the Canadian Rockies about 10 years ago and had an amazing experience with Archangel Michael, and basically told me to work with the 7 rays. And I was feeling that energy as you were describing the 7 activations. And I've always felt since then that what you were describing about walking and spreading the light, and I've felt that about myself for all that time. So I would love to have some confirmation and to know that if I did do the program, would that help to take it to another level?
What a great question. Yes, it is connected with the 7 ray energy. And you are right on with feeling that every step is spreading the energy. The more we light up as light beings, light workers, the more we are spreading energy. And most of us are fairly oblivious to it in life, you know, especially when we just put on our regular personality and go out to do average things in the world, like, you know, go to the grocery store. You know, I love that example because I do that at couple times a week, So mm-hmm. when we're going to the post office, the grocery store, the bank, you know, when we're going to get a pair of shoes, whatever it is we're doing, we are literally implanting or infusing the power of light into every step we take and everything we touch, every place we sit. We are leaving a signature of light behind so that those who follow behind us, when they step where we stepped or touch what we touched or sit where we sat, they are literally receiving an infusion of that energy. So have you, as an example, have you ever been somewhere and suddenly you just got this little, I'm going to call it like a whiff of energy that felt really good?
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because either someone just left that there recently, or your spirit is with you saying, hey, we're here.
Mm-hmm. I also feel that that was the purpose of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And, you know, like I could, and when I went to France, I could literally see them and the light that they infused, you know, mm-hmm. throughout, and the light they breathed into the air. So it's all about just recirculating and bringing more.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm in tune with what I think I'm. And what that does is it takes some pressure off of that life purpose piece that I think I have and lots of other people have, that the job has to be such and such. Because whatever we're doing, if this is what we're doing, then we're fulfilling our life purpose.
Right, and a lot of our most important impact we're not even aware of, which is comical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I did want to comment also on the process, because it's after I did see the disc around me in the heart center, but I also saw one above my head. And I didn't know
Beautiful.
If you could speak to what that might mean.
You were seeing your soul star.
Okay.
So you were seeing your golden incarnation disc and your soul star.
Good for you, Joanne.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a star. We just call it that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
And to answer that other question, yes, these activations will take what you already have with the seven rays and take that to another level, opening you up in really beautiful ways. You will love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I will. I'm so glad. Thank you, Carrie. I meant it when I said perfect.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Joanne.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the activation should you choose to invest in those, Joanne. So thank you.
Yeah, I believe I will. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye, Joanne. Okay, I'm going to this beautiful being that's lighting up here, 724, area code 724. You're live.
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Oh, I'm so, so happy. I have a couple questions. I'm not sure.
Wait, who is this?
I'm sorry, Gloria?
Gloria. Okay. Hello, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Hello. I feel connected to the angels very much. I'm not sure exactly which ones they are. I recently went on a sacred journey to France and had it was supposed to be a massage that they had scheduled for us, but mine ended up being more of a healing, and I had a lot of emotional release. She told me I was surrounded by angels, that I held it in, I needed to release it. And and then the very last day before we come back, I sprained my ankle. And I was told that they were trying to tell me that I was supposed to take time and kind of integrate and figure out my next step, because I've not been working good since last 2018 in November. So I felt like I had to rush back. I just finished a schooling that I had gone through for certified nursing assistant, but I was very overwhelmed with the job because of how many people they put on you at one time. So it's kind of searching for my direction, I guess. So I just wanted to see if you could fill in anything there for me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, Gloria. So yes, that was, yes, you were surrounded by angels in France, and yes, a sprained ankle is almost always just to slow you down a bit and help you to have a little bit more chance to integrate your experience. And, you know, it also helps you to prepare to go back to work. Are you back to work now?
No, it's still healing.
You can't hobble around the hospital with a heavy patient load and a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
So the angels that are with you have to do with communication. Communication with yourself, communication with spirit, and communication with the people at work. So how can you set up your life to better support you? So through that communication, do you remember when we started out, we just had a hand over our heart and we were breathing and feeling?
Right.
So in this period of integration, anytime you want to connect with yourself to have a deeper communication with what's going on with you, you can just sit with a hand on your heart, breathe into your heart, and, you know, sometimes I say, what is it? You know, sometimes it's like that. And other times it's more gentle, more sweet, and just be curious. And just let whatever pops up come up, because often we're really judgmental of what comes up because it's often what we least want to see. So as you're sitting there with your ankle up, you know, and your ice pack on your ankle and your journal in your lap and some nice music playing, just go into your heart and start interviewing whatever's coming up. You know, like I was saying with the, what was that I talked about in the beginning, failure. So see it, you know, what character would this be in your, how would overwhelm dress in your life, you know? What does she look like? What's her part? What's her role in the movie? And just have an interview with overwhelm and see, what are you trying to tell me? What's your message? Because the message of overwhelm is always really important. Overwhelm tells us what we need to live successfully if we will just listen. But we feel overwhelmed, we feel all stressed out, we feel all wigged out, and it never occurs to us to back off and just listen and say, what are you trying to tell me? What do I need to know? So that can help you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I've done that, and I keep getting that I'm a manifester. And I'm supposed to be able to manifest what I want or duplicate things. Does
right,
that make
okay.
Sense?
Right, right. So in that case, it gives you an opportunity to listen within for what really matters. What do you really, truly want to create?
That's where I'm stuck at. Like, I'm not sure, like, how do I manifest when I'm not sure what I want? You know, like I feel like if I want to start a business, it's like I feel like I don't have enough qualities or background or modalities or, you know, just things like that. And maybe that's something else I need to manifest, you know.
Well, it can take a bit to start a business. Right. You need to have clarity about that. And so the beautiful thing about making choices is that you can change your mind. And the other beautiful thing about making choices is if you make a choice and it's not right, you're going to know either immediately or really quickly, and then you say, oh, thank you. Okay, that's a good way to do it. So one way is to go ahead and make a decision and then see how that decision feels. And if it doesn't feel good, you know that it needs a little adjustment. It could be it just needs a tiny adjustment.
Okay.
Like it could be that at where you're working as a CNA, you need to explain to them that you just need a little gentler start. You know, I'm coming back off a sprained ankle. Can you give me a smaller patient load just to start while I'm recovering so that I can, you know, get to my feet here and get going? So you can always ask for what you need.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, Gloria, my dear, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for sharing with us what you're going through. Okay, Gloria. Well, many, many, many blessings to you. And,
thank you. I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Gloria.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye, Gloria. Thank you, Kimberly. I don't want to ignore all these beautiful beings in our webcast, so I'm going to take one question from our webcast, if that's okay with you, Kimberly.
Absolutely.
Okay, Virginia, I see you. I hear you. She has written. She's like, please take some written questions. Okay, so Virginia from New Orleans, she said, hi, Kimberly, would you ask the angels for a message about my finances in 2020? Thank you. Much love, Virginia.
Oh, what a good question. So let me close my eyes and connect with finding Virginia's energy and find her question. There you are. Gotcha. Okay. So I'm tuning into your energy. I'm tuning into your angels. Your guardian angel is really beautiful, Virginia. So the first angel is the angel of blessings, letting you know that you're going to receive a blessing in 2020, perhaps some unexpected inflow of finances, some unexpected inflow of prosperity in some way, of abundance in some way. Blessings. It may come in a way that's a little difficult to recognize at first. So you'll want to be alert in life for what are the miracles and the blessings that are coming to you, and how can you say yes and take action on that. I know for many of us in life, we get offers. People make offers to us, and the offers come in a way that it's really hard for us to recognize. And we say, oh, no, thank you. I've done that so many times. I said, no, thank you, I'm okay. And I've passed by these beautiful offers of some form of assistance that's trying to come to me. So, Virginia, in your life, when people offer some form of assistance, don't jump up and just say no. Say, whoa, okay, hold on. Whoa there, cowboy. Well, what do you mean by that? Let's have a little chat about what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So often, the best example of that is when my husband was dying. People would offer me assistance, and you know, well, what does that mean? I don't know. No, thank you, because it feels like it takes almost too much energy to receive their help. Mm-hmm. But when we, again, cool our jets and say, oh, okay, well, and ask some questions. Well, what did you mean by that? What would you like to do? What would you like to offer? What is the possibility here? Then you can explore more about it without cutting out offers right away from the beginning, or blessings. So that's the blessing angel. And there's another angel. There's Remiel, the angel of mercy, who helps us mostly to have mercy on ourselves when we're really hard on ourselves. I think we're hardest on ourselves than anyone is. So, Virginia, when you are exploring your aspects of your finances for 2020, and your brain goes into patterns of thinking, that's when you have mercy on yourself. You recognize the pattern. You say, whoa, thank you, I'm going to stop that. And you look for what else, what other perspective, what's a new perspective of blessings and abundance that I can look at this from? Mm-hmm. So often, even when it seems like we don't have enough, we actually do just in that moment. So that's part of the mercy, is recognizing what do we have in this moment that takes care of the need. And what other resources do we have outside of that we can draw on that we haven't thought of before? So that's blessings and mercies. How can we expand the possibilities of what is available to us? Mm-hmm. I hope that helped, Virginia.
Thank you, Kimberly. Virginia, I hope that you heard that. I'd love to hear from you if you're there and received that beautiful message. So, Kimberly, I want to highlight something you said to one of our callers about how each of us are leaving a signature of light with our footsteps, with our presence, with our smile, with our fingers, with our hands. I thought that was really beautiful for people to realize that, and you said this earlier, that they matter, and that what they're doing when they think it doesn't mean anything matters. And that when they leave, you know, this show today, what they're taking with them wherever they go matters. And they're lighting people up with the light that they have activated here today. I thought that was significant to highlight here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is far more to us than we imagine. And so if, as you go through this rest of this day, you can imagine, well, what more is there to me? How is my light body? How are my angels affecting others that I'm unaware of? How are my footsteps blessing others? How is everything I touch blessing others? How am I a blessing? Am I being kind? Am I being considerate? Am I being generous? In all of these ways, our lives can become much more pleasant, and we can strew that kindness all over everyone we meet.
That's beautiful. Especially today, this was a beautiful sharing and show, and I really want to thank you for the activation. A lot of people wrote in with a lot of beautiful comments on what they experienced from that. And for those of you who might have joined us in late, you'll want to listen to the replay because Kimberly shared an activation where we rewrote our golden incarnation disc and we connected in, what did you, a soul temple, is that what you called it?
Mm-hmm. Our soul temple, yes.
That was beautiful, and our teams of angels were there, and I feel so much love here with you today, Kimberly. I feel like we are just being held so beautifully in this circle today. And, and thank you. Thank you for being with us. What a joy to introduce you to this community. I know many of them already know you, but I'm sure there are many new people who are getting to know you today. So thank you for sharing your love and your light, Kimberly. It was beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much, Carrie. What a blessing to be here with you and your lovely community. I see you. I know you. I love you.
We see you and know you and love you.
Thank you.
So thank you again, my dear, and to everyone who's joined us. Thank you for the gift of your time, your love, your openness, your presence today. Feel free to write in and let us know how you're feeling, what stood out for you, what shifted for you. We appreciate you so much. Know that blessings are available. They're on their way to you. They're right there. Just open up and receive them. We're so grateful you were with us. It has been another adventure, as always. So I am sending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. We'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye-bye, everybody.